So what's the question you'd like to see the group address?
Well, I think that in the era where we have a lot of new compounds, particularly compounds that are ESA, that are non-cytotoxic drugs that are given after docetaxel, and often I think all of us would select a drug that is easier tolerated before we go on the next cytotoxic chemotherapy regimen. As we see that these compounds are now advanced to the pre-chemotherapy setting, we see the chemotherapy is delayed more and more. What I wanted to point out is that this is a compound that does have activity. It does show in a well-designed clinical trial to prolong survival. Of course, one thing I wanted to point out is that what would predict for responses to cabazitaxel? Are we in a position to actually choose a treatment with chemotherapy or no chemotherapy based on the data that we have available? And my understanding, I would like to see what the group has to say to this, is on the cabazitaxel trial and the TROPiC trial, I think Oliver will know better than I do, of course, is that about 70% or so patients actually received 6 cycles or less of docetaxel before they were on trial. And most of them actually received it within 6 months of the last treatment. And about a third of them actually received within 3 months of progression. So we don't have clear-cut data in terms of response to prior treatment and predicting for response to cabazitaxel in this setting. But I think this is an example in which, in the real world, in general, we see responses to docetaxel first line within the 5th and 7th cycle of treatment. And so here's a patient who progressed and was soon after put on cabazitaxel and derived a good response. It'd be interesting to see what the group feels. When do they use cabazitaxel or any other chemotherapy regimen as second line following docetaxel?
Susan?
A lot depends on whether or not patients who have had docetaxel have significant neuropathy. Because they have neuropathy, I can't put them on cabazi because it is preemptive. I haven't used mitoxantrone in a very long time, but what I will do for some of these people, if there's no clinical trial available, but if there is one, let's say with XL184, that would be my next choice. But if not available, then I would be considering a weekly treatment with carboplatin, either alone or in combination with others. It all depends on the neuropathy, because a lot of what we do are microtubular inhibitors these days. Even the antibody drug conjugates that we have now, ASG5ME, has a taxane or microtubule inhibitor in there too.